Health centers in 15 countries have installed solar power through the United Nations Development Program's Solar for Health project. That includes more than 1,000 health centers in Zimbabwe, the largest program in the world, says UNDP resident representative in Zimbabwe, Aloyadele Odusola.
If you put all the renewable energy capacity that we have generated in the country, is 13.03 megawatts, which account for 35% of all independent power production, the one that is not done by government, is huge as an individual entity.
Zimbabwe has for years been facing energy shortages. Long hours of power cuts affect even hospitals. Dr. Nasisi Janga is the chief medical officer at Impilo Central Hospital, one of the health institutions which have benefited from the Solar for Health project.
It would mean all the news that used to make the headlines in the newspapers that Impilo has no electricity for 2 days, 3 days. That should be a thing of the past. It's a real game changer.
Tandazani Chingila is happy his father's prostate cancer operation went through at Impilo Central Hospital without a power shortage. He says they've saved a lot of lives who come here to the hospital. Now there is solar. It means Impilo Hospital is now off-grid, which means Impilo Hospital is now independent because of the solar, which is marvelous to us. Authorities hope the switch to solar energy is seamless at all health facilities in Zimbabwe installed with solar power and access is released to the national grid. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.